Go deep into the sense of I am, and you will find focus your mind on I am, which is pure and simple being. Take the first step first. All blessings come from within. Turn within. I am, you know. Be with it all the time you can spare, until you revert to it spontaneously. There is no simpler and easier way. Establish a constant contact with yourself. Be with yourself all the time. Into self-awareness, all blessings flow. Begin as a center of observation, deliberate cognizance, and grow into a center of love in action. When the mind is restless, it makes Shiva dance, like the restless waters of the lake make the moon dance. It is all appearance, due to wrong ideas. You have tasted so many things. All came to naught. Only the sense I am persisted, unchanged. Stay with the changeless among the changeful, until you are able to go beyond. You do not need to remember in order to be. But at present your being is mixed up with experiencing. All you need is to unravel being from the tangle of experiences. Once you have known pure being, without being this or that, you will discern it among experiences, and you will no longer be misled by names and forms. To know what you are, you must first investigate and know what you are not. And to know what you are not, you must watch yourself carefully, rejecting all that does not necessarily go with the basic fact, I am. Separate consistently and perseveringly the I am from this or that, and try to feel what it means to be, just to be, without being this or that. I am is always with you. Only you have attached all kinds of things to it. Body, feelings, thoughts, ideas, possessions, and so on. All these self-identifications are misleading. Because of them, you take yourself to be what you are not. Give it all up and be ready for the real to assert itself. Instead of seeing things as imagined, learn to see them as they are. When you can see everything as it is, you will also see yourself as you are. It is like cleaning a mirror. The same mirror that shows you the world as it is will also show you your own face. I am is the polishing cloth. Your burden is of false self-identifications. Abandon them all. Once you are quiet, things will begin to happen spontaneously and quite naturally, without any interference on your part. You come to it when you see all you think yourself to be as mere imagination and stand aloof in pure awareness of the transient as transient, imaginary as imaginary, unreal as unreal. I am is a tiny seed which will grow into a mighty tree. Quite naturally, without a trace of effort. When thus the mind becomes completely silent, it shines with a new light and vibrates with new knowledge. It all comes spontaneously. You need only hold on to the I am. When I say I am, I do not mean a separate entity with a body as its nucleus. I mean the totality of being, the ocean of consciousness, the entire universe of all that is and knows. I am is not a thought in the mind. Before all beginnings, after all ending, I am. When I repeat, I am, I merely assert and reassert an ever-present fact. You get tired of my words because you do not see the living truth behind them. Contact it, and you will find the full meaning of words and of silence, both. Words betray their hollowness. The real cannot be described. I cannot find better words for what I know. And what I say may sound ridiculous. But what the words try to convey is the highest truth. All is one, however much we quibble. Give up all questions except one. Who am I? After all, the only fact you are sure of is that you are. The I am is certain. The I am this is not. In realization, there is nothing to hold on to and nothing to forget. Everything is known. Nothing is remembered. It is here and now. It is that I am, you know so well. Stay with it and reject everything else. This is yoga. Go back to that state of pure being, where the I am is still in its purity, before it got contaminated with this I am or that I am. Don't you see that it is your very search for happiness that makes you miserable? Try the other way, indifferent to pain and pleasure, neither asking nor refusing. The I am that pursues the pleasant and shuns the unpleasant is false. The I am that sees pleasure and pain as inseparable sees rightly. Give all your attention to the level on which I am is timelessly present. Soon, you will realize that peace and happiness are in your very nature, and it is only seeking them through some particular channels that disturbs. Just be aware that you are, and remain aware. Don't say, "Yes, I am. What next?" There is no next in I am. It is a timeless state. The I am in movement creates the world. The I am at peace becomes the absolute. I am this, I am that, is dream, while pure I am has a stamp of reality on it. All kinds of experience may come to you. Remain unmoved in the knowledge that all perceivable is transient, and only the I am endures. Everything is a play of ideas in the state free from ideation. Nothing is perceived. This, when effortless and natural, is the highest state.